Good morning. My name is Jen Yap, and I am Secretary of your Church Council.
And I am Ellie Yap.
We would like to welcome everyone to our worship service today, both members and guests alike, and a special warm welcome to those of you from around the world who are in worship with us this morning through our live stream at holytrinitybuffalo.org. We have a few announcements this week.
Next week at our Sunday Forum, we welcome Sal Gandolfo, who will present on bone marrow donations. Programs begin at 9:30 a.m.
Join us today for the flu clinic, which will be held in Redeemer Hall following the service.
The Burrito Project will meet this Tuesday. For those who wish to volunteer, sign-up sheets are available at the entranceways. Please see Pastor Lee with any questions.
All are welcome to the Wednesday evening worship and pet blessing this week at 6:30 p.m. in the chapel parking lot. If the weather is unfavorable, we will meet in the chapel.
Join us on Sunday, October 27th from 12 to 3 in Redeemer Hall for our Oktoberfest featuring the Auslanders Band. Please call the church office to make your reservation.
And please see the bulletin for additional announcements. Thank you and God bless. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the strength of our ancestors, the host of this meal, the builder of the city that is to come. Amen. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with Christ. Let us confess our sin to the one who is faithful. God, our helper, we confess the many ways we have failed to live as your disciples. We have not finished what we began. We have feasted with friends, but ignored strangers. We have been captivated by our possessions. Lift our burdens, gracious God. Refresh our hearts and forgive our sin. Raise us to the new life you have chosen for us, in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. There is rejoicing in heaven when sinners repent. Put your trust in these promises. God will never leave you or forsake you. You who were lost have been found. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice with the angels at this good news. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for God. Alleluia.
Oh,
Let us pray together. O God, rich in mercy, you look with compassion on this troubled world. Feed us with your grace, and grant us the treasure that comes only from you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and I invite any young people of the congregation forward for a time with Pastor Lee.
Well done with the announcements this morning. Thank you for reading those. Good morning. All right. Good to see you all. How are you? How are you? Good to see you. Good morning. Hello. All right. They keep coming. Come on down. Hi. Double duty today. Two worship. Oh, careful. You want to get your feet off of the wooden floor here because this is hot lava out here. So just make sure you get up there. Don't worry. They won't turn on the ovens until you get up there. Quick though, Miss Elizabeth. I don't want your feet to burn. Get up on the quick. Hot lava. Hot. In fact, I'm going to need to stand back here on the carpet. All of the wood here is hot lava. And here's the thing. I need one helper. Will you come to me? Watch the hot lava. No, no, no. All right, here's the thing. It is hot lava, but if you hold on to somebody's hand, you're safe on the lava. So as long as you're holding on to somebody's hand. So come see me. You're holding the stuffed animal's hand. All right, come quick over the hot lava. No, you're not holding on anybody's hand anymore. Now we're both stuck. All right, the only way you can be safe is if you're holding on to somebody's hand. Anybody want to try to come across? Got to hold on to somebody's hand, but then if they get off, they got to hold on to, you got to make it safe to get across the, Tino, come on, you can come to me, but you're not safe unless you hold on to somebody's hand. Make sure you hold on to somebody, otherwise you'll burn in the hot lava. What are you going to do? All right, now you can come. Now, if Timmy hits the hot lava, he's going to burn unless he holds somebody's hand. All right, actually, I was way out here. I was way out here. Come quick. How are we going to bridge the hot lava? Bridge the hot lava. Reach out to me. And we made a chain. All right. Good job. All right. Come on back. Way to go. Your stuff's right. Here, you ready? Right? Oh. Somebody help us. We got to help us get back. Somebody help us get back. All right. Awesome. You guys are great. Right, you saw the problem. There is no way that any one person could cross over this gap without the help of somebody else. Jesus tells us the story this morning about a rich man and a poor man. And the poor man spent most of his life knowing there was a big divide between he and the rich man, but the rich man didn't see it at all. And only after they both died would the rich man realize there was a gap between them and that they needed each other. I want to tell you that we need each other to survive. Amen? Amen? That every single one of us needs each other. Yes, our families, but not only our families, our extended families, our friends, people we haven't even met yet, that our lives depend on each other. And we help each other. And cross, whether it's hot lava or whatever spaces and whatever we face in our life, that you know what? We're always stronger when we're linked with each other. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I'm glad to be in this world with you and that I've got you to help me out so I can step on hot lava. Will you pray with me? Dear God, we give you thanks that you fill in the gaps for us, that you come down and you reach out to us, that you hold on to us that we might not fall, and you bind us together that we might be always connected to each other and to you. For this gift of love, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It is safe to go. On up for Sunday school faith formation. Great to see you all.
The first reading for the 16th Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the book of Amos, the 6th chapter. Alas, for those who are at ease in Zion, and for those who feel secure on Mount Samaria. Alas, for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp and, like David, improvise on instruments of music, who drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they shall now be the first to go into exile, and the revelry of the loungers shall pass away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading for today is recorded in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 6th verse. Of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, And in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time, he who is blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who is richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick at his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us.' He said, 'Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them so that they will not also come into this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them.' He said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' Abraham said to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.' This is the gospel of our Lord. Please, you may be seated. Will you pray first with me? Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, we give you thanks, Lord God, that you would wake us this morning, stir our hearts, and gather us together again, that you would so name and claim us as your own, your very beloved, that you would call us children, and pour out upon us your grace that would sustain, grace sufficient for today, grace that gives hope for tomorrow. So feed us again in word, in music, in fellowship, and from this table, that fed and nourished we might have love in abundance, grace to share with a whole world in need. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Mind the gap. The announcer's voice booms from overhead. Mind the gap. The message on an endless loop as you step down into the underground, the subway system of trains called the Tube below London streets. Mind the gap. The word on repeat gives warning of the space between the platform and the Tube train car itself. It seems that by design and engineering, when some of those stations, especially some of the oldest ones, were built there, the trains would come in and stop on a curve. And so when the short, straight-styled Tube cars would come into the contoured depot stop, inevitably some parts of the train car are closer to the platform than the others who are up against the curve. And so the need for the announcer to go on endlessly. Mind the gap. Today is all about our call to mind the gap. That gap exists anywhere where the we becomes us and them. The gap widens when we drive into certain neighborhoods and suddenly hit the button to lock our doors or to slide up the windows as fast as we can. The gap is visible if you've ever walked down the sidewalk only to change side of the streets based on the look of the person coming towards us. That shows us the gap. Or here in Buffalo, we literally drive the gap. If we take the 33 into downtown, traveling in the gap that when built that highway cut through a neighborhood, driving down home values, separating community. Did you know that many of the urban highway planning programs of the 50s and 60s included how to build highways into city centers while avoiding neighborhoods of poverty? So in Philadelphia, the highway literally goes over the poorest neighborhood in the city. In our city, it cuts below and right through. There's a physical gap between the mansions on Delaware and Linwood and Marvin Gardens, a public housing development right across the street from us here on Main Street. Once separated already by a concrete wall, now with the building of this new development and the new parking ramp, folks who live just on the other side of Main Street have to walk a block out of their way to come up and get on the main drag. And where do we sit at Holy Trinity? Right in the middle of the gap. And so it is our call as a congregation to mind the gap. Turn to a neighbor somewhere near you and share with them, say, remember to mind the gap. Turn to someone sitting near you and say, remember to mind the gap. You're not all doing it. Turn to somebody and say, remember to mind the gap. We've got to mind the gap. Jesus tells the crowd that he's been teaching that there was a rich man who was dressed in fine purple and linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. Now the crowds that Jesus is teaching are a mixed bag. There are those who want to follow Jesus and those who want to trip him up. Sinners and Sadducees, tax collectors and scribes. And the parables that Jesus has been telling lately have been primarily about wealthy, affluent men as the prime actor. A father who throws his lost son a grand feast. A farmer who slaughtered a calf after he found his lost sheep. A wealthy landowner who accused his slave manager of squandering property. Through these parables, the word to the wealthy has been the same. Mind the gap. Throwing a banquet? Invite the poor, the diseased, the marginalized. Finding yourself renting out a brand new storage space, share some of what you have with those who have less. Worried that you don't have enough, remember that where your heart is, there your treasure shall be also. So there was a rich man dressed in fine purple. And the first thing that we learn about him, in addition to being rich, is that he doesn't even have his name.
Though Andrew Carter, the arranger of the beautiful anthem piece just done, names him Diverius, Jesus does not give him a name. So often it goes with the poor who are nameless, those who we would look over or look past, or we don't even look them in the eye so we can pretend that they don't exist at all. It may be that the rich man does not know Lazarus' name in his lifetime. And so just as he struggled to see his neighbor before him, he becomes nameless in the telling of the story. Rich man who is dressed in fine purple and linen tells us that he's wearing the highest fashions of his day, not a suit off the rack at the men's warehouse, but something Briani or Tom Ford, something that would make Brooke Brothers jealous. And he feasted, did you hear it, sumptuously every day. Even in English, this word works really well. Sumptuous sounds like a good meal. I was privileged to join the Bowkley family yesterday as they celebrated the marriage of their daughter Danielle to Brian O'Connor, and the food was exquisite, delicious. A rich spread of meats and cheeses as an appetizer to the choicest cut of meat as the entree. It was sumptuous. I'm still full today. I could not eat like that every day, and yet here is this man with Lazarus just outside his gate. Lazarus sees people, guests, leaving the rich man's house with their doggy bags. They're ready to feed their animals better than he eats on any given day. Those same dogs come back after they finished out of those bags and lick Lazarus' sores. Mind the gap. And the rich man and Lazarus both die as all humans eventually do, no matter how much stuff we have accumulated or what is stored in the silos or what our social status is. Health problems often associated with poverty only increases their chance for a premature death. Varieties of violence afflict the poor disproportionately, and so Lazarus' own poverty may have played a role in his death. But Mitzi Smith, professor of New Testament theology at Columbia Seminary, says that death is not speechless here, that the angels transport the man away to be with Abraham, but the rich man ends up in hot Hades in the underworld while Lazarus communes with Abraham in plain view through the skies. The now formerly rich man calls up to Father Abe as if he is still serving on his staff, as if he can just ring the bell and have the server come down. Abraham, see here, Father Abraham. Do me a solid and send old Lazarus down with a cup of water, or just tip his finger in a glass and hand it down for me so I might quench my thirst in this fire and refresh my soul. My, my, my. In death, as in life, the once rich man sees Lazarus still as a subordinate, a slave whose purpose is to continue to serve him. Abraham reminds the man that in life he had many things and Lazarus little, and now the circumstances are reverse. And the once rich man, perhaps for the first time in his life, sees the gap that he had forgotten to mind. You see, Lazarus all his life was well aware of it, knew what separated him from this other. He lived in the gap for so long. But the man could not even perceive it. Looked right through his own privilege and forgot those who were lost in the gap. Finally, the once rich man begs, then, Father, send him that he might warn my brothers. And Abraham reminds him, you know the scriptures well, the laws of Moses and the proclamation of the prophets. Remember the poor and the widow. Love the stranger and feed the foreigner. Do justice and love kindness. And if you can't follow those words, then neither will you follow even if someone comes back from the dead. And that's it, isn't it? Those of us living on the side of the resurrection, we know who it is that fills the gap. We know the one who is willing to step into the gap. that God will come in the flesh, God's own self, knowing that there is such a chasm that divides our humanity, us from God and us from one another. God is willing to dive into that gap, God's own self. In Jesus' journey to the cross, he assumes the position of the poor. He takes on the suffering of those who are treated with violence and endures death on the cross. And Christ then travels further into the gap so that even if one is lost in Hades or feels like life is hell, Jesus says, "There too will I go with you and bring you back out again." And this Christ, this gap filler, empowers us and sends us into the world that we might mind the gap, bridge the gap for the sake of one another. When we first moved to Holy Trinity and to Buffalo and came here, my wife would talk about one of the most peaceful moments that she would experience in any given week. That once the children had gone up to Sunday school and receiving the communion and coming back to her seat, she said the music of the choir would just begin and it would become transcendent and there would be peace. And it's true. This is what you do for us, choir. Your beautiful music has the ability to bridge the gap, to mind the gap between us and the divine as we are gathered for worship. Your music connects us to God's very own spirit, and through your music, we feel connected to the Creator. And likewise, that is our role in the world. That as the choir's role in worship connects us to the divine, it sends us out as a congregation to sing these songs of praise, to spread this word of grace, to share this hope in love. To be like little Christ, seeing the gap, stepping into the mix, and minding the gap for the sake of one another. To share our songs and stories of reconciliation and grace, to offer for other the gifts first given to us in this place, that we might find our treasure on earth as we have due in heaven. Amen. We invite the congregation to be seated as we take a moment to give thanks for our choir, to install them for this coming season year, and to give thanks and blessings, give blessing to them and thanks to God. And this time, because the choir is here, we're going to turn our backs to you as together we face the choir. Dear Christian friends, baptized into the priesthood of Christ, we are all called to offer ourselves to the Lord of the Church in thanksgiving for what God has done and continues to do for us. It is our privilege to recognize and support all of those who are engaged in the work of our congregation, and especially this morning for those in the ministry of our choirs, and especially at this service for our chancel choir. Having offered yourselves in the ministry of the music program of this congregation, will you follow our Lord's example of humble service and song? If so, say together, yes, with God's help.
Yes, with God's help.
Amen.
God of majesty, whom saints delight to worship in heaven and on earth, bless the ministry of those serving in our choirs and bless our directors of music, that we may know the joy of your presence and may worship to the glory of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. For all who offer themselves in your name, we give thanks, O God. Give them the joy of service and constant care and guidance. Help us all to be both willing servants and thankful recipients of ministry, that your name be glorified, your people live in peace, and your will be done. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And let us receive our choir with praise and thanksgiving. Now I ask the congregation to rise as we continue on with confessing our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Sustained and nurtured by our generous God, we gather as one to pray for the church, the world, and all of God's creation. Watch over the church, O God, so that we place your good news above all worldly gain. Deliver us from the temptations of comfort and complacency. Strengthen all communities of faith, including the Buffalo City Cluster, for Grace, North Park, Parkside, Resurrection, and Holy Trinity. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Watch over your creation, especially the life-giving water that sustains us. Heal oceans, rivers, and lakes around the world. Where drought and floods make turmoil of our settled ways, give strength for healing and rebuilding in affected communities. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Watch over the nations. Lead us away from fear and hatred. Show us instead how to welcome the stranger, how to give shelter to those fleeing violence, and to provide food to those who are impoverished. And we pray especially for all men and women serving in the armed forces. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Watch over those in any need. Have mercy on those who are grieving, suffering, lost, lonely, oppressed, underemployed, and imprisoned. We lift up to you all who are in need, and especially today for Mary Jan Miller. We also pray for all those we now name out loud and those we remember in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Watch over all caregivers. Give strength to those who attend to relatives, serve the sick, minister to prisoners, and bring food or communion to the homebound. May they bring joy to those they visit. Lord, in your mercy. Watchful over all of us, the young and young at heart, for your daughters and sons, including the children of our community, and especially today for Eden and Jameson. Lord, in your mercy. We give you thanks for the saints and their models of faithful living. Give us hope as we look toward the day when we will join them in your eternal presence. Lord, in your mercy. Assured by your promise to hear us, we lay our prayers before your throne of grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always. Please share a sign of that peace with one another.
Peace.
You've got your it's all out of your pocket.
Thank you.
Please rise. Let us pray together. God, our provider, we bring nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it, except the gifts you have first given us, which we bring to your table, and with them the offering of our lives. Nourish us with the life that really is life, revealed to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. When you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food. The body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray together. God of blessing, at this table we have seen you face to face, and in the gift of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and bear witness to the one we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Compassionate God, as Jesus called disciples to follow him, bless those who go forth to share your word and sacrament with those who are sick, homebound, or imprisoned. May these gifts be signs of our love and prayers, that through the sharing of the body and blood of Christ, all may know your grace and healing revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you, with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Almighty God, bless you with grace, mercy, and peace, now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace, live in love as Christ loved us. Thanks be to God.